Michelle Malay from Sweetest Friends this year should be a special schus. The Refuas, Itamar, Yosef, Ben Ravit, Esther, Rav Yosef, Ben Chana, Shai, Ben Leah, Baruch Hors, Ben Sarah, Tzipporah, B'Shoshach, Leah, Yisrael, Nishmas, Marasev, Sebas, Shmua, Roscham, Sigur, Masal, Tachem, Sir, Meir, Zev, Alexander, Shmur, Yosef, Rav Pinchas, Ben Yaakov, Tzvi, and it's based in the Torah, Meir, Verben, the Rosh Yeshiva, Shlita, Kiddush Hayom, and Shabbos morning, it's called Kiddush Avaba. Various reasons are given in the Rishonim, among which are Inran with Tosis Rid, that Ein Boi Ribu Dvarim. It's Lashon Saginar, it's called the Big Kiddush, because all you really have to say is Brei Priya Gafen. There's not much to it. So that's what we'd like to explain today, this inyan of Kiddush on Shabbos morning being called Kiddush Avaba, because Ein Boi Ribu Dvarim. In the Parsha of Alechem Aponim, it says, Vayikra 24:8, B'yom HaShabbos Yarchenu Lefnei Hashem Tamin Me'is B'nei Yisrael. You should set it up in front of Hashem. Always from the Jewish people. Me'is B'nei Yisrael. From the Jewish people. And that Lashon of Me'is B'nei Yisrael Me'oreret Tumiha. This arouses a question. What is the Chiddush here more than all the other Korbanos? We have a tzibui of Dabir el b'nei Yisrael, of Tzabis b'nei Yisrael. Here in Shabbos, Lecha B'panim, is the Lashon of Me'ez b'nei Yisrael. In the Nusach of Shachas and Shabbos, we say, Yismach Moshe b'man Aschokul, Kev Neman, Koros, Lo, Kilt, Veros, Barosh, and Asateloi, Bamdo, Yothonech, Lahar, Sinai, etc. V'hu kanere kirun o panav de Moshe. Klomar, kishanachom omrim, Kliyo teferet b'roshona tatalo, this glory that you gave in his head, that's talking maybe about Moshe's shining countenance. But what's the connection between that and the beginning of the shtickle where it says, Ki eved ne'man karasolai, Yismach Moshe b'man Aschelko, Ki eved ne'man karasolai. Because you called him a faithful servant. This could be explained with a yesod that was discussed by the Rosh Yeshiva Zecher Tzadik Livracha, that the Torah of Eved Hashem was not said about Moshe in the normal way that people would understand it, of tzidkus and avoda, but rather b'muvan shel torat hanevuah shelo. This Eved Hashem means that he's a navi. Ki lo yaseh Hashem lekim davar kim gila sode al avoda v'hanevim. God will do nothing until he reveals his secret to his servants, the prophets. That's a pasuk in Amos, in the third chapter, in the seventh verse. So what was said over here is that the Nevi'im have a haftocha of gilui soidois, of a revelation of God's secrets. God doesn't hide any secrets from them. And that's the edus al madregus hane'emonus, on the level of faithfulness, the klapei maila shel hanevim, sharei leolam zeu haklal, sherak mipnei hane'eman ein masterim sodot. If there's somebody that you can truly trust, then you are not going to keep secrets from him. So these nevim have a haftoche that there are going to be no secrets kept from them, because they are ne'emanim, they are faithful. And they are avodim ne'emanim. Kim gila soidoi el avodav hanavim. He will not do anything unless he reveals the secrets to avodav hanavim. And the nevim therefore are called avodim, because in the musig of avdus, when it's mitzdarev tenevua, is seen as someone who's close to the king in his palace, and the king is in hiding from him. Therefore, Moshe Rabbeinu is called an Eved Hashem. Ki Eved Ne'eman Karasalai. So, Moshe Rabbeinu is called an Eved Ne'eman, Eved Hashem. This Avdus is that he's close to the king, and the king can trust him. That's when we're talking about Avdus in the context of Nevuah. The king isn't going to hide things from him. So it emerges from this that the Bechina of Ne'amanus is in direct relationship to the Madregas HaNevuah of the Navi, just like Nevuah's Moshe is special, so too the Madregas HaNe'amanus Shene'amar Etzlo. The Nevuah of Moshe is special, so too the level of his faithfulness is also special, and that's the Mashmos HaKosuf in the book of Bamidbar, in the 12th chapter, in the 7th verse, V'chol Beisi Ne'amanu. Yichud Shel Ne'amanus, there's a special type of Ne'amanus that God is going to keep no secrets. Nat Kama, She'adam Ne'aman B'shmiras Soidois, Bo'bimida, to that extent, he is Ne'aman L'gabei Ha'odaot, that he's going to keep secrets. He's only going to tell when he's supposed to tell. He's only going to tell what he's supposed to tell. And that's what it says in the parasha of Moshe's shining countenance. Vayiten alpan masve. He put a cover over his face. And that is a covering on the revelation of this special level of Moshe Rabbeinu vis-a-vis the outside world. V'rak b'makom. Hanaot, only in the proper place, like when he's speaking Torah to Yisrael, then he's going to be Megala this or. Otherwise, he's not Megala the or. When Jews would go away, he'd cover his face, when he wouldn't speak to them, because he was making sure that unless it's necessary, none of this or should be Mezgala, none of this light should be revealed. The covet of this Majrega is Mechayiv, obligates a Shmira and a Kisui. Shmira l'sha'a ha'ne'ota. It has to be guarded for the proper time. And the Rosh Yeshivas itself said, in the Shimas and Shabbos and Osei, that a goy is also shayich to the kiyum of having demeloi. Mahu goy mel chasadim afato. Just like God is a goy mel chasad, you have to be. And shayich to a goy also. A ben noach is also b'tzelem elokim. But by a ben noach, there's a hakbole. Lo kol ha'dimuyim shel tzura li'otzra chalim v'shayichim gam b'ben noach. Not all of these similarities between the creator and the created are shayich to b'nei noach. Ha'klalu sherak lehanagotav u'pulotav itbarach ba'olam, only to Hashem's hanhagos of what he does in this world, that a ben noach has to be mizdame, ben noach has to be merciful, kind, compassionate, just like God is. אבל בכתוב נאמר שעלינו לשבות בשבת ולהתאמות אליו יתברך כי בו שבת מכל מלאכתו. ברי גוי ששבת חייב מיטה. It says that God rested. A goy who rests is chayav mis. He's not allowed to rest on Shabbos. A goy is not allowed to keep Shabbos. So a goy is limited in being mizdame to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. The biur of this hagbala is שכל ששייך לפעולה. Anything that's shayach to a pu'ula, to an action, there the goy is intended to be mizdame to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Aval shvita, shehu miniyah mimelacha, sham ein lo makom. But resting, which is refraining from doing work, there the goy has no place. The goy has a place in the pu'ulos, in the active pu'ulos, in what he is yes doing, but in what he is not doing, in refraining from things, so there, that is only the domain of the Jew. Only the Jew can refrain. So only the Jew is keeping the Shabbat. The explanation of this chiluk is as follows. Why do we have this chiluk between these two things? So the answer is, that pe'ulos are hista'afuyot v'hitpashtut me'apoel betocha pe'ula. Lokenu b'shvita asher hazeh ne'amar shavat v'ainafash lashon meshiv nafsho u'nishimato. Pu'ulos branch out, expand from the poel into the pu'ula. Resting does not. Resting is like recoiling. The atzmius goes back inside the person. Shavas ve'inafash lashon meshiv nafshav, so to return the soul. It's coming back. It's recoiling. There's no hotzah v'yitziah lapoel achutzah. Ela ma yesh kan hitkansut. Kol akochot be'atzmiuto yitbarach. It is the gathering of all of the keches back into Hashem. Pu'ulos are an extension of Hashem, an expansion of the person, or l'havdil Hashem is doing it. Resting is not an expansion, an extension, but rather it is a going back inside. It kansut. Shem havaya, shenikra shem ha'etzem, sheshayach le'atzmiyuto, noda rak al yidei Yisrael, ve'en levnei Noach knisa l'shem. Shem havaya, which is the shem etzem, which is the proper name, kiviyachol, of the Ribbono Shel Olam, is shayach to his atzmius. And this is only known to Bnei Yisrael and not to Bnei Noach that have no knisa l'sham. When HaKadosh Baruch Hu is megala, his shvisa on Shabbos, there is a much greater degree of revealing his atzmius, his essence, his being, than there is in pu'ulos. Pu'ulos come out of Hashem. This goes in. This comes from within Hashem. When Hashem is resting on Shabbos, it's going to within Hashem. It's knisa l'tocho. And this was not revealed to Bnei Noach. So we have a tifa, havana now, a deep explanation as to why Bnei Noach aren't allowed to rest on Shabbos. Because the pu'ulos, you could do the pu'ulos, that's extending from Hashem, it's going out. So now you could be domen. But when it comes to resting is God going back inside, internalizing. So that the Bnei Noach have no shaychus to, because that's only what goes and they go and give it to Bnei Yisrael. And that's what Gemara says in Beitzef 16a, Shabbat nitna lahem, Bit sin ah. B'Shabbat, en perusha shvita shlila gereda, ela sheyesh kan gilui shel atzmiyut on Shabbos. The shvisa is not just a shlila, but rather there is a gilui of atzmius, of God's atzmius. He's not doing anything, but he's revealing his essence, kiviyachol, or at least some of it. Latz machshava tvisa beklal, never fully perceive Hashem. The more shayach you are to Shabbos, the more you feel the atzmius of Hashem on Shabbos. And this matzav has an expression, and this is dargas pnim de Shabbos, the panim de Shabbos, the face of Shabbos. Like Chazal say, you can't compare a person's face on the week to his face on Shabbos, because the panim is megala the pnim, the pnimius, the atzmius. Shabbos dik upon him is edus, is a revelation of the Neshem HaPnimis, and there were great people like the Saba Mikelem and others who literally looked different. They were not recognizable on Shabbos from their weekday appearance. The hadvarim maflim me'od, v'lachein ha'toar shel eved ne'aman mat'im le'darga zo. Shemichasa velo migala chutza b'makom shelo tzarich. This Torah of Eved Naaman is when it's something is hidden and is not megala. What's not, what doesn't have to be megala. And that's what it says in the pasuk. Even upon a masvei, put a cover on his face, a mask on his face, because he wasn't supposed to be seen. He can't reveal what isn't supposed to be revealed. So too, a Jew, this galus more panim shel Shabbos, came bavur kedushata, ima havdala b'motzei Shabbat, bavur kedushata, ima havdala b'motzei Shabbat, nignaz ol ze. And we have this light in our face all of Shabbos, and then on motzei Shabbos, it goes away. The Jews had these adayim, this ornament from Sinai, which they lost when the luchos were broken. And this made their face shine. And Moshe Rabbeinu was zocha to this. Moshe yikach es ha'oel. Rashi says that's kirin or panav. V'asar HaKadosh Baruch Hu lachazir alanu. And in the end, HaKadosh Baruch Hu is going to return this to us. I refer to the Gemara in Shabbos on page 88, Rav Simai taught that when Yisrael accorded precedence to the declaration, B'shal Shekdimu Yisrael Nasa L'Nishma, came 600,000 ministering angels and tie two crowns to each and every member of the Jewish people, one connected Naaseh and one connected Nishma. When the Jewish people sinned, the golden calf, says in the Pasuk, this is Shemos 33:6, and the children of Israel stripped themselves of their ornaments from Mount Chorev. Amar Bichayim Chanina, that in Chorev they put on their ornaments, at Chorev they remove them, at Chorev they put them on, as we said, at Chorev they remove them, as we said, Vaisnatz Loedium, Har Chorev, Amar Bichayim Vakulan Zacha Moshe Venatlan. And Moshe merited all those crowns and took them, because it's juxtaposed to the verse, and Moshe would take the tent. The word Oel is interpreted homiletically as an allusion to an aura or an illumination. Reish Lakish said in the future, so that's what it means, Moshe Yikach Ez Ha'Oel, Moshe Rabbeinu took this light, and in the future God will give it back to us. As it says in scripture, Ufduyei Hashem Yeshuvun, Uvau Tzion Berina, V'Simchat Olam Al Rosha, Simcha Shemei Olam Al Rosham. And the ransomed of Hashem shall return and come singing unto Zion an everlasting joy upon their heads. The joy that they once had will once again be on their heads. Gevaldik. Okay. So that's this shine. That's the shine that we have. Moshe Rabbeinu took the Oel, the Hilah, the Or, and in the end we're going to get it back. And that light is what we have on Shabbos, or at least a little bit of it. We're supposed to, if we're on that Madrega. And that is what is put away at Havdalah. Comes Havdalah time, it goes away. I heard that Rav Hagon, Rav Shechter Shlita, or Hagon Harav, they say Hagon Harav is more kavod, so I want to give him more kavod, so that he cries at Havdalah. He cries that Shabbos is going away. Wow. Wow, we should only be an Amadrega. I know one or two people who are sort of happy when Shabbos is going away. Rechman al-Itzlam, but you know, get back to life, they can go back on social media, they can check their emails, they can do business, they can make deals, they can't make much money on Shabbos, right? So, Meiradik, Meiradik. Akopanim, that's Shabbos, that's the light of our face on Shabbos, and that's the Hemshech HaPiska, Yismach Moshe B'matnas Chelkoi, Ki Eved Neman Korosoloi, he's Neman and he's an Eved, in other words, he's a Bar Samcha. He's a trustworthy individual to be machzik and to be master kidevoy, that he can hide things as is necessary. And therefore, since he knows how to hide what people shouldn't see, klil teferes v'roishoy nasat lo, in his head, he got this klil teferes, this glory, this shining face, which as we saw in the pasuk, he was able to hide it when he was speaking to God and the Jews. It was exposed, and then when he went away, it was hidden because it wasn't allowed to reveal this light. Having the Maharal 10 million times is Mitzias. It's Mitzias, it's reality, that's light. Torah is Or. God is connected to Or Hashem. Mitzvahs, Torah, Ner Hashem, Nishmasadim, etc. Light is Mitzias. Darkness is the opposite of Mitzias. Choshech, Shochech. V'chol zeh, Mikim Tzurik, to where we started. V'chol zeh omrim b'miyuchad b'shabbat b'boke, b'zman avodat lechem ha'panim. Lechem im panim, klomar sheboni kar, lemiui kar. This is lechem with panim, with pnimius. Boni kar lemiui kar pniyat abore. B'shvil mi nasei kar abriya she shvita melachto zot. Hayta b'shabbat. Shifat chayim ze lo ba mitoch shum siba acheret. Rak mize shebishvilam bara kol ufone rak lahem. שהרי ביום זה שבת מכל פעולות אחרות והי נפש שחוזר על עצמיותו וישראל שהם בן זוגה של שבת ניכר גם כן באור פניהם עיקריות כוונת הבריאה שהיא בשבילם נפגשים כאן הפנים העליונים של הבריאה ו- Ve'apanim shel Yisrael. This is the lechem apanim. This is the lechem apnimius. This is the time where we realize what the Bria was about, who God is really turning to. And that's the shvisa l'malacha. That's the bread of Shabbos. That's the lechem apanim. That's the time of the avodas lechem apanim. When the new bread is put on the table. That's Shabbos morning. That's the time when it's pnimius. Am Yisrael. God goes in back inside of himself, which is something that only Am Yisrael is shaykh to, therefore only we can keep Shabbos. Right? When a person is doing stuff, when he's out there, and on Shabbos Hashem isn't out there, Hashem is in there, Hashem goes into his private quarters, Hashem turns inwards, kiviyachol, kiviyachol, and we have shaykhs to that. Vayinafash, he goes back to his nefesh, he goes back to his atzmius, kiviyachol, kiviyachol. So that's the day of Shabbos, and that's the lechem apanim, and only Jewish people have shaykh to this pnim. This Pnimius, where our Ben Zug, every day is a Ben Zug. Sunday is going out on a date with Monday. Tuesday is dating Wednesday. And Thursday recently asked out Friday. So every day is a Ben Zug, Chazal tells us. Who is the Ben Zug of Shabbos? Who is going to be the partner of Shabbos? And the answer is, my Rabbi Sai, the Jewish people. Am Yisrael, that's our Ben Zug, Shabbos day of Pnimius, and that's Am Yisrael. Bekoshi Yatiru Sheol Shalom B'Shabbos, Chazal tells us. Shabbos, like Revolver talks about, is the day of Pnimius. So the koshi, they allowed one to speak, which is speaking, is relating to others, which is chitzoniastic, which is turning outwards and not inwards. Or, Sha'al Pnei Yisrael, B'Shabbat, Me'id al Panim El Yonim, the Kavanat HaBriyah, the light that is on the face of the Jew. And Shabbos testifies to the Panim El Yonim. There's a mifgash, there's a meeting between the Panim El Yonim of the Bria and the Panim of the Jewish people, their faces and their pnimius. And therefore, Beini Uvein Bnei Yisrael Oti Le'olam. This is a special sign between Dafka me and the Jewish people this day of Shabbos. And therefore, Lechem Apanim says Dafka me'ez B'nei Yisrael, because this is miyuchad, miyuchad for B'nei Yisrael. And therefore, in Kiddush Rab in the morning, Ein Sarach Laharbis B'dibugim Shel Kiddush, it's enough to say like briskers do. I heard they don't even say Alkein Beirach. I like to say the long Nusach. Mizmor LeDavid, Im Toshim Mishabbos Raglecha, V'shem Menei Sos Shabbos, Latsu Shabbos Yom B'Salam. Growing up, my father, Zlan Gazutin Stark, would say, I can't bring myself to say, and that's how he would say, okay, at least the pasuk before, but the Alpidin, and again, I say, like the briskers, like the Rishonim say some of them, it's enough just to say, Berachas Hananin, because, Ze Adam HaMekadesh, Harei Panav Atzmam, Meidim Al Kedushat Shabbat, Kedusha Rabbah. This is the great Kiddush. You don't need words. You know why you don't need words? Because you have his face. His face already testifies to the holiness of the day. And that's enough. In Shabbos, you don't need a panim chadoshas ba'olakan for to make Sheva brachas. Shabbos is the panim chadoshas, and Shabbos we have his chachas of our panim. So that in itself shows the kedush of Shabbos, and memela and psukim are necessary. And we should be zoche to continue this series, and to see many, many more נפלאות רבות גדולות ועצומות מתורת השם. שלום, שלום, אהוביי, ידידיי, מוריי ורבותיי.